The state's predator control program would be changed if on Tuesday voters approve ballot measure 2. The initiative is the latest in the back-and-forth battle between urban and rural views of big game. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The initiative sets tighter limits on when the state can use airplanes to kill wolves and bears that are threatening game populations. Currently, airborne events are part of ongoing predator control programs. Under the initiative, however, the Commissioner of Fish and Game must determine that the game population faces a biological emergency before airplanes can actively take part. Joel Bennett is one of the sponsors. He says the initiative leaves the commissioner a lot of flexibility in determining whether a biological emergency exists.
A biological emergency is defined not as our opposition is saying, but as we say, a situation which, if not corrected, will lead to an irreversible decline. It doesn't have to be an irreversible decline. And so it can happen long before the dire situation. But he has to make findings that what's going on is leading to a situation that's going to become an irreversible decline if they don't do something.
Bennett says the initiative will not affect ongoing predator control programs. It will only reserve the use of aviation until it's needed. Opponents want airborne shooting and land and kill programs in the complete package of ongoing weapons the department can use. Bethel Democrat Mary Nelson says that's because airborne same-day predator control is effective. She says moose populations have dropped drastically every time it's been taken away.
The predators are so good at killing the ungulates. They have to be controlled. The other tools in the toolbox are not as effective. This is the most effective, the most humane way, really, to deal with predators.
Bennett says that true open-ended wolf hunting is still forbidden statewide. But he sees the existence of the airborne program as primarily a benefit to hunters.
It is more limited than it used to be, but it still covers six areas now over 60,000 square miles of Alaska, which constitutes the heart of the game country. However, we have now, part of our problem with the current program is that most of the old wolf hunters that were involved in the freewheeling days are now the permittees doing the wolf control for the department.
Rural Alaskans argue that it's not about sport hunting. It's about subsistence. Nelson says the limited areas where the measures are in place are also the most rural, most economically depressed parts of the state, where meat is very expensive, if it's even available at local markets. And Gregory Rositska with the ONC Native Corporation in Bethel told the Anchorage Assembly earlier this month that the connection was most obvious when airborne control programs were banned.
Since those 96 initiatives passed, and then followed by the one in 2000, our subsistence hunts have been shut down entirely or are very, very limited. Tier 2, the amounts necessary subsistence that are established in regulation are not being met.
Nelson says the initiative will be felt most by natives living in rural Alaska. She says moose and caribou should be managed for maximum yield for everyone, like other resources. Bennett says the initiative does no harm to predator control programs where they are appropriate. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.